We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yes, indeed, folks. Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're in the Game Bar and Grill inside the Treasure Chest Casino. You heard it there in Kenner, 4540 Williams Boulevard. Why don't you stop by? Got the sports book right next to us as well. You can place a bet if you'd like. Also, all kinds of gaming machines out here, as well as poker, blackjack, you name it, all the tables as well. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle, Deuce McAllister, who's out in California, gearing up for that practice this evening, and then preseason game number one on Sunday. Deuce, how you been doing?
I heard a rumor that the hotel they had is right next to the golf course, so I want to make sure that that's just not rumor, if that's fact or not. Know where he'll be.
Mike, to tell you, those rumors, I don't know where those false accusations are coming from.
And that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, must be with those Garrett Nussmeier rumors.
Yeah, who started that? I mean, that sounds like some keyboard stuff as I look over into the bay and, you know, just this beautiful view. It is kind of windy, but I won't complain. I saw that we had rain there at the house, so, yeah, I won't complain.
Yeah, I got it, too, at my house. But break it to me gently now. What's the weather like in California? Is it in the 80s? I know low humidity always is like that.
No humidity in the 80s in the morning, about 60, 65. What? You do wake up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, just because back at home, you know, that's normally what time you're going to get up at 5 or 6 o'clock. And so everybody else is up and moving, and I'm looking for some coffee, and they're like, oh, no, we don't open until a few more hours. It's like, now somebody got to give me some coffee. It's time to get moving around here. But no, I mean, you know, it's an adjustment, but I mean, things are good though. I can't complain at all. And so for the guys, as far as practice, it is a little different than from what Sean did, and even Coach Allen, the practice schedule. Normally the guys would practice first thing in the morning, and then they would do meetings, and Coach Moore is practicing in the afternoon. And so all of their meetings, all of their walkthroughs, all of that stuff happens in the daytime or earlier in the day. And then now it's, hey, we go to practice. They'll watch some of the film later on tonight. And, you know, I'm intrigued to see how that affects, you know, we could talk about the different injuries, some of the pulls and some of that, you know, it won't be as cool as it has been when we've come out here in the past, you know, in the afternoon, even though it's, you know, like you said, no humidity, it's still probably high 70s, 80s, which is still nothing nearly like what we have in New Orleans. But, you know, they're out in the sun, and so they can't be tricked by lack of hydration.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, because that was one of the things I was listening to Clyde Edwards-Helaire talk about it, and he was like, man, the one thing I tell all these younger guys is, just because it's a little bit cooler, you better drink more water, because it'll fool you. You know, you get out here, and, man, it feels much better. But then that heat starts to kind of bank on you a little bit, and you better be hydrated because, you know, that's when you can have some muscle pulls or strains or whatever, some sort of injury occur to you when you're not hydrated well.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I mean, because you think, well, I don't have to stretch as much just because it's not as hot, or, you know, normally I would have to drink 3-4 bottles of water. So I'm only going to drink one bottle. Well, the production, as far as you're running, you're still running. You're still out there doing the activities, and you're still running, and your body still needs those fluids. And so hopefully, like Clyde is saying, you don't kind of get tricked where now I got a hamstring, or, you know, I feel like, you know, my calf is something. And so we're not in a position to lose guys to injuries in that fashion. And so, you know, hopefully they are hearing and listening to the training staff as well as the nutrition staff as well.
Deuce, one of the things that's you actually got some numbers and some talent is along the defensive line. And that'll play out in the preseason. But I wouldn't be surprised. I'm telling this to Steve. I wouldn't be surprised maybe a couple guys, at least one and maybe two, that have been on this roster, say last year, or maybe even the year before, won't be here in 2025. They got some major competition, and with this new sort of look defense, you looking for people that can do certain things, and it may be different from what some of the guys that were here before were actually kind of built to play.
I agree with you, and, you know, I won't just say defensively. I think that's the same on offense as well, and we've kind of seen, you know, I don't want to call it musical chairs, but you've seen some movement offensively this offseason, and defensively you'll definitely see it. I mean, because when you start talking about, hey, I may not carry a few defensive tackles. I need maybe some more linebackers, and, you know, your stand-up defensive ends or your guys that are playing defensive end, now they're stand-up guys. They're technically outside linebackers. I mean, but, you know, the Saints, the thing and the beauty of the Saints defense, it's not a strictly three down as far as look. So, you know, when you go nickel, it's still four down. And so the question is, how do I turn those bodies into faster, quicker, explosive guys as far as guys coming off of the end or the edge? And so it's going to be interesting. And so I agree with you 100%, whether it's D-line, whether it's we've already seen it on the back end as far as the corners are concerned, as well as the safeties. That roster has flipped over, and I think it will continue to flip over as those games play out over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, you start to see that picture come together as far as the team is concerned.
Deuce, one of the things I was going to ask you about is a guy that they brought in. He's sort of late to the lineup, but he started for the Colts, and he's a damn good player if he's healthy, in Julian Blackmon. The problem last year was he tore that labrum game one. Man, I put on some of those tapes of early in the season, mid-season, and late. It was an adventure watching him try to tackle somebody with that torn labrum. He was doing his best, but it was an issue. If he can stay healthy, Julian Blackmon is a really good starting player in the National Football League. And I think to get him this late in the game, the Saints were very fortunate.
Yeah, they were definitely fortunate. And, you know, if you heard him early in camp, he talked about, you know, it was really a decision. The team wanted him to continue to try to play. And, you know, if he had to probably his druthers, he would go back and probably have that surgery at some point last year after, you know, like you talked about, some of the struggles. But instinctive player, smart player, understands and knows this defense, has a relationship, you know, with the D.C., still learning the players. I mean, once you're talking about playing defense, the coverages, they may have different names and different nuances, but at the end of the day, it's about going and playing football. And I think that he can help this team, not only himself to go out and make plays, but help guys be able to get lined up and be able to make some plays and put themselves in position to be able to say, hey, I'm not a short-term answer. I can be a long-term answer on the back end for you defensively. And so that's really what this team is going to look for. And so I agree with you, Mike. I think he's a smart, instinctive play, a guy that can make some plays. You know, I'll be intrigued to see how they use him, whether it's going to be just a deep guy or a guy that, you know, at times rolls down, you know, and robs the middle of the field, or he's a guy that they can fill in as a dime guy when they want to go, you know, with more speed on the field as far as, you know, a guy that's in the box. And so, you know, it'll be intriguing to see how they kind of use some of those guys on the back end. And, you know, he's one that I think that you can give a lot of different assignments to, and it's not going to be too much for him.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Deuce, definitely something I want to pick your brain about is the running back room. Curious your thoughts on it. We know we won't see Alvin Kamara play on Sunday, and currently Devin Neal's dealing with a hamstring injury. Coach said he was going to be out a couple of weeks. But Kendra Miller, Cam Akers, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Velus Jones Jr., and Marcus Yarns. What are your thoughts about this running back group?
Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. You know, I think that's what you have. I mean, I think, you know, when you're looking to say, hey, I need a guy or guys that can help Alvin out and we can depend on, you know, week in and week out. And you talked about, you know, just the room in general. You've got some guys that have some experience in the NFL, that being Cam, that being Kendre, and then that being Clyde. You know, all of those guys have played in the league, played multiple years in the league. And now, you know, when you talk about Kendre, he's been on this roster. He's flashed potential, but the injuries have gotten him. So now the question mark becomes for him, can he stay healthy? Can he be the number two guy for Clyde? You know, it's just a new system. Saints thought enough of him from last year to say, hey, you know, we've seen what you've done in Kansas City. We saw what you were able to do with us even last year. Can you kind of show us something here? And I still think that the Saints will carry three backs, you know, and potentially four, really depending on how they use their tight ends to be kind of that fullback lead guy. So, you know, I think there's some opportunity for a lot of different guys. And now I don't think that they'll keep four on the active roster. Obviously, one of those guys are going to go on the practice squad. But, you know, does one of the young guys want to step into it, or one of the veteran guys want to be able to really take hold of that number two spot behind Alvin and show that they deserve, you know, to be the guy or the next man that can help Alvin, you know, in that role, as far as whether it's third down, whether it's short yardage, whatever it may be, because I think there's an opportunity there for a couple of guys.
Deuce, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since, other than on the air, about Manning Passing Academy. So Charlie can verify this. Okay, I'm still bumming around with a cane with my knee. And so Cade Klubnik is about 15 feet from me when the Mannings break. And so I tell Charlie, let's grab Cade first. So we caught him first for the interview. And then I stand up. He was like, who's next? And I said, that guy. And, man, he stood up out of that chair, Austin Simmons. And, you know, I say that guy. It reminds me when I was a kid, man, I watched it on TV. That girl. Marlo Thomas was that girl. It was Austin Simmons. He's that guy. Man, I took a look at him, and I said, let's go to him. We grabbed him right away, and we sitting down. And we just talking before, you know, we start to tape. And I said, so, you know, how your summer's been? He said, oh, it's been pretty well. He said, just getting accumulated and kind of figuring out what's going on. He said, I graduated in May. And I'm like, how old are you? And he said, 19 years old. And I'm like, what? 19 years old and you graduated already from Ole Miss? And he said, yes, sir, I have. But just to look at him. Now, he's a big southpaw. He doesn't have a lot of playing time under his belt. But if you were to carve out what a quarterback looks like, it would look like Austin Simmons. Now, again, he doesn't have a lot of experience, but that's, to me, in a quarterback-driven SEC like we haven't seen in a while, of the unknown of Austin Simmons and what he can do for Ole Miss.
Mike, it would have been a situation with me, and if Austin is my son, I know he got hurt playing baseball, but Austin would be on the diamond. You don't have many left-handed pitchers or guys that have the heater that he has. He can flat out throw it. And this is a young man that graduated high school. You know, he was homeschooled, but he did go to school as far as to play sports. Graduated at 16. He was one that moved up, you know, a couple of years to be able to graduate early. He had that many credits via high school, and that's really why he was able to graduate at 19, you know, when you talk about at Ole Miss, because if I remember correctly, Austin has 3 years. He has 3 years of eligibility left, and so, you know, you talk about working on a doctorate program. If he stays all of his years, that's literally what it would be, because, you know, like you said, he's already finished. He's already finished undergrad, and you know, when you talk about the quarterback position, though, for me, it'll be about him feeling comfortable. I think that he definitely trusts his arm. He's got that flair to where I don't think that I can't make any throw. I mean, because he does have that strong of an arm, and I think that he will surprise you a little bit when you see him out in the open field. He's not a guy that's going to just sit back there and say, oh, now he'll buy time, but I think that he'll surprise you a little bit about how the athlete that he is. And so it's going to be a work in progress with him. I mean, just because he got his feet wet a little bit. I think it was I can't remember if it was a Georgia game, but he played a little bit. He played a little bit last year, but like you said, it wasn't a ton. But, man, you talk to people up in Oxford and even some of the guys that have seen him for a couple of years, it's like, man, he can definitely sling it, but he's got a little confidence about him, and they were like, this kid can play at the next level. And I get it. I know he wanted to play in the NFL, but, I mean, to have the arm that he has to be a southpaw that left-handed, like, son, you're staying on this diamond. You're not messing with that football again. But, you know, it'll be intriguing to see if he can get that offense, you know, kind of going again, kind of like Jackson Dart had it.
And, Deuce, one last one for you real quick on Sunday's game, preseason matchup. We know that, you know, you don't want to take too much stock into what you're seeing, but what are some things that Deuce McAllister looks for in preseason action?
One of the first things, can we get in and out of huddle? You know, can we get in and out of the huddle? Do we have to burn timeouts? Do we have delay of games? You know, do we have personnel issues? That'll be the first thing. You want it to be clean. The other thing is, can you take care of the football? You know, I know that there hadn't been a ton. I know that they're scheduled a scrimmage out here on Friday, but there hadn't been a ton of take to the ground type tackling. And, you know, I don't really think that that's what you'll have on Friday. There will probably be more thud situation, but it will be freelance as far as, hey, down in distance, this is where we are. We caught it. We were brought down, and, you know, let's get to the next play. I know that that's what they're going to do, but this will be tackling, so you got to protect the ball. The other one is defensively, can you create some havoc? Can you create some sacks? Can you create some turnovers? Can you do your assignment? Are there a lot of busted plays defensively? Are there busted plays offensively? You know, are we're positive? You know, can you get 4.5 yards a clip running the football? You know, which guy plays heavy with pads on and, you know, makes it harder for teams to tackle him? I don't care if it's first team, second team, third team, it doesn't matter. I mean, when the lights come on, can you go out there and shine? And so those are some of the small things. And then you get into the numbers. You get into the numbers of, hey, we had a punt. You know, there's the Saints, they release Hayball. So we had a punt. Inside the 20, it's good, but it's not great. You got to be great. You got to get it inside the 10. You know, was it kicked? Was it kicked out of bounds inside the 10? Was it downed inside of the 10? Who's the gunner? Who's the special team player that made a play? Who's special team players that makes a play on the return game? I mean, so all of those things, you talk about guys having an opportunity to make a play. We don't know what the numbers look like for the quarterbacks, you know, what that offensive line will go. Will it be a quarter? Will it be, you know, 15, 20 plays? We don't know any of those answers yet. But once that game starts, I have to say, all right, this is my opportunity because I am playing for a job. I am trying to make a team, and they have to be able to take advantage of it.
Great stuff, dudes. Enjoy it, and look forward to hearing you and Hoss's call on Sunday right here on WWL Saints Radio, 3 o'clock kickoff. Enjoy Cali, man.
Thank you, Deuce.
No problem. I appreciate it, guys. You guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's Deuce McAllister, Saints radio color analyst and Saints Hall of Famer, legendary running back joining us there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.